Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Nathan Emerson, who is the interim CEO of PropertyMark. Thanks for joining me today, Nathan.
You're welcome, Chris.
I'd like to talk about ROPA, and in particular, I've had quite a few estate agents in their 50s and 60s who are saying that they're going to be forced out of the industry because they don't want to take any exams. Is that fair? Talk to me.
That actually is a very valid question, Chris. I think change in any industry is always concerning. And let's be honest, and let's put it right, the majority of agents have been for regulation and actually want to stand up and be counted. And I think, you know, there are obviously in every industry people that do not necessarily comply, and the property industry, you know, one bad apple spoils the barrel. So I think there is, firstly, let's agree there's a willingness that people want to have a benchmark that we all aspire to.
Yes.
And quite rightly, you know, I think, and for all of us, and I'll include myself in that, it means that if we want to stay within the industry, we need to demonstrate that we are at that standard. For a lot of people that have probably been in the industry for a considerable period of time, they're probably more worried than they need to be. It's like retaking your car test at the end of the day. Yes, you might need to reposition yourself. You might need to make sure you're obeying all the new signals. But actually, the fundamentals of what you're doing are probably 80% of the way there anyway. As to what the final format will be, obviously, we're waiting to see all of that exciting news. But let's be honest with you, it's about buying and selling houses. It's about letting and outletting properties.
But if you look at a level four paper, which, you know, they're out there at the moment, this stuff there that, you know, that most estate agents say, well, I don't need to know about, you know, diversity, HR issues, leadership stuff. I just sell houses. I'm a one man band. What message be to those?
I think the problem you've got is it's difficult to arrange something that fits all one size. And if you look at a lot of one man bands, as you may say, people will often start in this industry doing their own, you know, whether they do it under an EXP type, Keller Williams type model, or whether they do it set up their own estate agency. But the idea for most people running an agency is that they continue to grow it. And so if I take you now, let's go to a lot of the medium to large size agencies, and you pick some of those senior partners on those companies, most of those started with a small company. When they were a small company, did they need to know about HR? All of a sudden, now they do. Did they need to know about leadership and management? No, they didn't. Now they do. So when you're doing things like this, you're actually not only building in an establish of my knowledge base. What you're also doing is, if it's embraced the right way, you're setting somebody up on the line, not for now. Okay. By the time they get 5 and 10 years down the line, they're there.
Okay, but that's great for your 25, 30-year-old guy or girl who's starting with EXP. I'm talking about Dave in North London, who's been an estate agent for 40 years.
Yep.
He's in his late 50s.
Yep.
He says, I don't want to do exams.
Let's be honest. I think none of us want to do exams, Chris. Let me be brutally honest with you. And I'm probably in line with everybody else not wanting to do it. But I think if you let's take it a stage further. Let's go financial services. Okay, they introduced CMAP and they went through all of that. And if you look at a lot of the owners that were in place there, did some people leave the industry? Of course they did. Not because they couldn't do it, because they didn't want to. But actually, if you look at the ones that actually stayed and actually did the work, they actually found it was that there were things that they learned that they'd actually never knew they didn't know.
Is this the price we have to pay to get a certain level to you know, get rid of the people that aren't going to be?
I think it's the price we've got to pay to get everybody up to a standard. And let's go back to the very basics. As a business owner, you have responsibility to your staff.
Okay.
And from your staff's point of view and yours, you have a responsibility and duty of care to the consumer. So I think what it actually is being able to demonstrate. If you went to the doctor today and the doctor wasn't able to operate at a certain level, I think you'd get very concerned.
Yet surely it's the way it's policed. It's all very good having these qualifications, but it has to be policed. Are you behind, you know, strong policing of if this comes through?
I think at the end of the day, obviously, however the government eventually sets that up, from a regulation point of view ongoing, I think industries attract their own level of policing on how they actually perform. It doesn't matter what industry, and you can pass an exam, but whether you actually put that into practice in your day-to-day working is a very different matter.
Let us talk about that in the next video.